Greetings from the Freeport Public Library. This is Becky Connors with another Timbuktu interview focusing on the people who make Freeport even better. Today I'm at the library with Diane Ludwig, who is the Adult Services Manager of the Freeport Library, and we're here to talk about One Book, One Freeport. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Becky. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming on a Free Pod with us. So I'm very excited about One Book, One Freeport, and I know that you are too. So can you tell us, first of all, what is it and how important is it to the library? Any of that stuff.
One Book, One Freeport is a pretty big program that we do every other year. The first one was done in 2011. So this will officially be the eighth One Book, One Freeport. And it is a community read. These are programs that are done in communities large and small, or done in schools where a whole school reads the same book, or sometimes senior living communities or other places like that. The program, the One Book movement, started in 1998, and then it started taking off after around 2005. So they are done all over the country and even in other countries. It is always a big deal. We try to pick one book to get the community talking, and then there's another book for children to get them talking. And then we do a bunch of programming around the title to try to bring people to the library and to a few other places. Like for this year, there's one program that will be out at Highland to bring people together to have something positive to talk about.
Wonderful. And I love One Book, One Freeport. And just full disclosure, I've been on the committee a couple times, including this year. So we haven't had the kickoff yet, but I know that you get the glory job right now of announcing what is the book for One Book, One Freeport this year.
One Book, One Freeport 2025. The adult and teen read is Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury. And then for younger children, we have a book called Memory Jars by Vera Brosgall.
Wonderful. And I love this book, and I think it's going to be a really popular book with people in the community. And in case you didn't know, Ray Bradbury, the very famous author, is from Illinois. And that's a big part of why we chose this book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We wanted to do something that was more local this year.
Yes. Wonderful. So there are lots of events, as you alluded to already, including the kickoff on Saturday, January 25th, which is a big old party. So we want everyone to come to the library. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening on Saturday, January 25th, from noon till 2 p.m.
So on that day, we will have giant stacks of books to give away to one and all who want one. We will have some live music provided by the Early Jazz Society. We're going to have some community crafts that people can contribute to. We'll have a display from the Stevenson County Historical Society. We'll have a few snacks. And then we'll have some other little things you can stroll around and check out while you're here.
Wonderful. So everybody is invited to read this book and then take part in all these programs. So come that day and get your free book. But if you can't come that day, you can still get the free book, right?
Oh, of course. We will have them out all the way through. I believe the last event is on March 13th. So you can stop by the library at any time to pick up a copy. Or if you're in a book group, we'll give you copies for everyone in your book group if they want to read it.
Yay. And can you share with us, which is the group that sponsored the purchase of all of these books?
Well, we got some money from the Freeport Public Library Foundation.
Yes, and the Rotary Club?
Yes, the Rotary Club gave us money for the children's books.
So the next event in the series is something I'm involved with, and that's on Saturday, February 1st, and that's at Winnishick Theater. As Diane said, a lot of these events take place in other places in the community too, and Winnishick is being very generous, totally donating the use of the theater for rehearsals and the performance. It's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, February 1st, and it's a reader's theater based on the book. So it's a really great sort of abbreviated version of the book. And people like, let's see, Laura Stocker, Roman Viveros, I'm going to forget somebody now, Ed Finch, Julie Beach, Laura Stocker, and Adam Modero, and Pat Norman, and Denise McElwain are performing on stage, and it's going to be a delightful performance. Totally free, and there's a nice reception afterwards in the lobby.
Yes. Well, I'm very excited. I hadn't heard all those names, so that's great.
Yeah, yeah. And why don't you tell us about some of the other programs then?
So we will have programs going on, as I said, through March 13th. We are having a couple of crafts that will be happening at the library. There's a story time for youth and a craft that goes with it. We have the wonderful Alan Wenzel, who's going to watch some Ray Bradbury Theater television show episodes that were based off of chapters in Dandelion Wine. And then we're going to talk about those with Alan.
And these were originally on TV decades ago.
Yes, the theater is from the 1980s.
Okay.
So we'll show those. And if you've read the parts of the book, or even if not, we can talk about them. And then there'll be a few book discussions happening at the library. A general one, and about a book is talking about it at the library, and everyone's welcome to that. And we're doing it at the Senior Center. And then we have some excellent speakers. We have Aaron Lawler, who is an Illinois Humanities Rhodes Scholar. And he's going to talk about how Ray Bradbury affects our lives and the way we feel about ourselves. We have a wonderful guy talking about foraging, like how to forage nature and your backyard and eat what you find there.
Should we tell them why we have a foraging program? Or do you think should we keep it a secret?
Maybe we should make them read the beginning of the book first.
I think that's a good idea. So read the book and you'll find out why we want to learn about foraging.
That's right. You'll see why it's all connected. And then we have this delightful man from the Waukegan Park District who is an expert on Ray Bradbury. Waukegan is where Ray Bradbury started his life. And he's going to come down and tell us all about Ray Bradbury and how it affected his writing and how it affected this book.
Those sound wonderful. And I know I will be at lots of them. One other event that the public is not invited to, but children can participate in on other days. One day in February, seniors from Parkview and sixth graders from Carl Sandburg School are going to get together and interview each other, talk about their childhoods, compare notes, and then the students are going to write up reports about it to share with their classes back at the school. And it is a wonderful intergenerational program that Laura Watson, who is the librarian at Highland Community College Library, has really put together and done a great job organizing for us. So students or children who are not in that class at Carl Sandburg can also do this activity on their own. If they want to interview their grandparents or older neighbors, anybody else, they can interview. And those materials will be available at the counter at the Freeport Public Library. So you can do it on your own too.
Yes, absolutely.
And we will make a book and present copies of the book to the people who add pieces to it. So, what else can you tell us? What else should we know about One Book, One Freeport, Diane?
Well, like you said, it starts at the end of January, and it will go for about a little bit over a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are welcome to participate or not participate as much as they like. They can get a book and not come to any of the programs, although that would be sad because we have some good ones. Or they can come to the programs without having read the book.
So any combination. We just want you to participate in whatever way you're comfortable, any way you want to. But come down and enjoy this jewel in our community, the Freeport Public Library, and see what it has to offer and see what all these other community organizations who are working with the library have to offer. It is a great way to entertain yourself and others during this very cold part of the year.
Yes, that's why we usually do it in winter, because there might not be so much else going on.
It's true. All right. So thank you very much, Diane, for this Timbuktu interview. And thank you, everybody, for listening.